This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell attended the Group of Seven economic meetings in Capri, Italy, Thursday, where he encouraged more aid for Ukraine and restraint in the Middle East. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the sleepy Italian resort of Capri, a bell's toll pierced the morning air. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell started the day talking to reporters about his hopes for the meeting of G7 foreign ministers. Borrell said G7 leaders had to make quick decisions to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia.
Otherwise, the electricity system of Ukraine will be destroyed.
The EU's top diplomat urged Israel to show restraint following an Iranian air assault on its territory. Iran's attack was a response to a suspected Israeli attack on an Iranian consular building in Syria, which killed two Iranian generals. Borrell told reporters,
"I don't want to exaggerate, but we are on the edge of a war, a regional war in the Middle East."
I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. and Britain have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran as concern grows that Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. Thursday, the U.S. Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control targeted 16 people and two entities in Iran that produce engines that power the drones used in the April 13 attack on Israel. Additionally, Britain is targeting several Iranian military organizations. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron spoke about the sanctions on the sidelines of the G7 summit Thursday.
Given Iran's behavior in backing the Houthis, backing Hezbollah, backing Hamas, and of course the appalling state-on-state attack on Israel, it's quite right that with partners we take further action on sanctions. And that's what Britain has done today, sanctioning a further 13 people and entities to add to the already 400 sanctions that we've put in place.
This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates, or UAE, continues to recover from the heaviest recorded rainfall ever to hit the desert nation this week, as rainfall flooded highways, inundated houses, gridlocked traffic, and trapped people in their homes. Located in the Arabian Peninsula, the UAE typically sees little rainfall in its arid desert climate. But the storm that blew through the country Tuesday delivered about a year's worth of rain in one storm, causing massive flooding. There was some reported speculation the storm was caused by cloud seeding to promote rainfall, but government officials said there had been no such operations before the storm. College of London climate scientist Colleen Gallia told the Reuters news agency the huge rainfall was likely due to a normal weather system exacerbated by climate change.
So in this case, it's likely that the storm was kind of supercharged by climate change because there's just more moisture available in the air for any storm system to then precipitate out.
Members of Ghana's LGBT+ community and activists are waiting to see whether the West African country's president will sign into law a bill that would further restrict their rights and likely worsen the persecution many already face. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Gay sex is already punishable by up to 3 years in prison. The new law would also impose a prison sentence of up to 5 years for the promotion or support of LGBT rights, making it one of the harshest of its kind in Africa. Homophobia is rife in culturally conservative Ghana. Hostility and attacks are commonplace, although few such incidents make it to the courts. In February, Parliament unanimously passed a bill, but President Nana Akufo-Addo has delayed signing it, with his office citing two impending Supreme Court challenges. Ghana is also in the grip of an economic crisis, and its finance ministry has warned that the bill could jeopardize $3.8 billion of World Bank funding and derail a $3 billion International Monetary Fund loan package.
That's Alice Rizzo reporting. Starbucks is introducing a new cup that uses less plastic. AP correspondent Haya Pinchwani reports.
The coffee giant says the new cups for drinks like frappuccinos, refreshers, and cold brews will contain up to 20% less plastic. The new cups will roll out in stores in the U.S. and Canada starting this month. Starbucks says frappuccinos and other cold drinks now account for 75% of its U.S. beverage sales. That's up from 37% in 2013. The company estimates the new cups will keep more than 13.5 million pounds of plastic out of landfills each year. The new cups will also include features like raised dots near the bottom for baristas, including those that are visually impaired, to recognize what size cup they're holding. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.